What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Naya Chanel, and you are tuned in right now with Bad Business Bitches. You already know the vibe.
Got.
Yeah, it was in the title of the episode when you clicked on it.
Yes, right. It's your boy Barack.
It's Danny.
Producer Pete.
It's special guest. It's a special guest.
Right here, Young Whippa. What's up, everybody? What's up?
Whippa!
Let's get it.
Long time coming, yo.
Let's go.
Fucking love you. I remember the first time I met you, I brought my kids to a bar. What was it? We doing the Uptown Finest?
Yeah, we doing Uptown Finest. Yeah, I brought
Ozzy to the bar.
No Nas?
No Nas. That was his two baby.
Yeah.
Ozzy was with us.
Yeah,
I think she was. Boo, Nas should be with us. That's right.
She was chilling that day,
she
though.
Was she was chilling. She loved you.
Yeah.
Nah, but yo, how you been? It's been a minute since I've seen you personally. Person.
It's been a long time. I think last time I saw you was Bronx Brewery, to be honest.
Brewery,
Oh, shout out Bronx Brewery.
Yeah.
What was you doing at the brewery? Oh, you're just hanging out.
I was just hanging out. Yeah.
I remember now.
Which location
is this? The Bronx location.
The Bronx one?
Yeah.
Well, now's a good time to
mention. No, there's more than one. There's three.
He's a professional. At Bronx Brewery.
Well, there's three.
He says that because on April 5th at the Lower East Side location, we're having our beer release party on April 5th, and we'd love if you came.
Word. Hell yeah. Yes. Let's do it.
You could get nominated for an award, depending on how good this episode goes. How about this?
It's in your hands.
How about this? Higher stakes to this week's challenge.
Let's do it.
If she wins the challenge this week, she gets an award.
All right.
And
I love it.
And the other prize.
The PS5.
Yeah.
Spider-Man edition.
Because if you joke about us giving away the PS5,
let's go.
And then it goes missing and they listen to this, we are not giving out the PS5.
No, he's trying to give away my.
Why are you winking at us?
No,
it's in the back.
The other prize is a pair of Danny's shorts.
I left some shorts behind in an Airbnb and now he's holding them ransom.
They still smell like him, so that's the best part.
Yeah, and then you ask, where did these ridiculous sounds come from? There you go, Exhibit A.
Well, I know this. Now I'm on this bank, but some of these sounds on the board are just, I don't know where they came from.
Wepa, yeah, tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Word, I'm from right now I'm in.
She's like, shit, where am I from?
I'm in Manhattan.
Where am I right
I know
now?
Where I am.
Where am I repping?
Thinking about that PS5, that's what I
mean. That's a fact that Spider-Man
the prize that Jason's giving up.
No one's taking away the PS5. My name is Producer Pete when I'm on the show. Don't dead name me, you fuck.
Okay.
Yo, I'm from the Upper West Side, but right now I'm in Washington Heights. That's it, man. From the Upper West Side, right?
The class is just
can you get like a more intense applause?
It sounds I like these
it's like, I like it too.
It's
a good change of pace.
Snaps.
Ever since this is season two, we have new sound effects, so you got to get used to it. This is our sixth fucking episode.
It's very lazy. It feels almost disrespectful, the clap, when it's like so slow like that.
I like these boos, though. I fuck with these boos.
So the thing is, I made the boos less aggressive, but I also made the claps less aggressive.
So you just toned everything down?
That's a new format.
That's a new format. Welcome to a new format of the show.
There is a new format.
We're less aggressive here.
Okay. Yeah, of course we're less aggressive.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we're toning down the aggressiveness.
Ask a question.
Okay.
I'm being less aggressive.
Goddamn. Relax.
I refuse to.
Danny, have questions for Wepa.
Oh, yeah. So how'd you come up with your stage name, Young Wepa?
To be honest with you, I was always hanging out when I was a kid, and my mom just said that I was always in Wepahe, which means I'm just always outside. Oh. And then I kind of fucked with it, and then that was it, really.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah.
So it's like Young Outside?
Yeah, Young Outside.
Young Outside.
No, no.
Outside, yeah.
How long have you had that name?
To be honest with you, I think it was from 2017, maybe. So that I was fucking with Wepa.
How good did you feel once COVID finishes and everyone's like, "We're back outside"?
Yeah, well,
it
was Wepa.
It made your name much more relevant.
I was hoping everyone would just start screaming Wepa.
I miss when everyone was like banging pots and pans at like 6 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
lie.
Because it gave me an excuse to be a dickhead and make noise on my balcony.
The nurses appreciated that.
Yeah, yeah.
They said.
No, they said that they were trying.
They said it. They fucked with
they
it.
Said they were trying it. To sleep so that they could fucking go to work in the morning and everyone's waking them up.
They didn't want raises. They didn't want masks. They wanted strangers. Back in pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
I'll never forget the first time I witnessed it. I was walking home. I came home a little late from work.
Yeah.
And it was like, that guy, motherfucker. I started cursing. Hey, fuck you. Because I was the only one in my block.
All this for me?
All
this for me?
Yeah, Brock is he was an essential worker, so he could technically say, hey, thank you, guys.
I didn't give a fuck. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, fuck y'all. What
that
the hell?
That shit was crazy. But everyone did you start liking it?
After a while, I was like, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Just walking through the block, fist pump, like, yeah.
Like I did a home run in the stadium.
Without Barack, who would have put the ads into the 11 o'clock hour?
That's right.
It was essential.
The company would have sank.
It was essential.
Yeah, I saved the world that day, that year.
It goes on a little longer than you think it would.
How'd you start with the music? How do you feel like you sounded? Where was you going with your sound and music compared to now? Because now, I feel like I didn't even know if this is just how you always sounded.
Word.
To be honest, because I met you not too long ago.
Yeah,
and you've been on this sound wave. You've been doing like, and it's very like poppy, hip hoppy,
hip hoppy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like, it'd also be a great name for an artist.
Yeah, like hip hoppy pop.
Hip hoppy pop.
But he has to pop a lot of pills. Also.
Hip hoppy pop. Oh no, he's at it again. Did he overdose? This Fenty.
I was thinking about
airport
like,
security's coming. Might as well chug them all.
Hey, Poppy, headlining the Fenty Beauty. Anyway,
the Fenty Beauty, sponsored by Fenty.
So it's very like, I don't know. It's like very like airy. It's like I'm on the beach when I'm listening to you. It's a dope thing. So how did you come up to this sound? How did you find this? Did you start like this?
To be honest with you, it was during COVID.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was going to the studio before that. And then once COVID hit, I stopped going to the studio. And then I just got mad equipment in my crib because I was like, fuck it. We're stuck in here forever.
Yeah.
I gotta do something here now. Yeah. And if it wasn't for that, I probably would not have, like, made music every day and practiced for, like, hours. And then I was just having fun. So then I found what was, like, more comfortable for me and what, like, just fit with me throughout that time. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, I found my sound throughout that time period.
That's not easy, you know that.
That's not easy.
I hope you know that. It's not there's people still looking. Yeah.
It takes time, yo. It takes time. But it also takes practice. Like, you have to 100%. Do that shit. Every day, you have to, like, whatever you love, you have to do that shit.
I'm assuming you started with you up front. Like, you were just like, I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that start with, I'm going to be this guy.
Right.
And it's not them.
Nah.
And that's why they still haven't found their sound. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's also pretty cool that, like, COVID kind of forced you to, like, stay home and just work on that shit.
Word,
like,
yo.
You know, it was just like, no. And there's nothing to do. Literally nothing to do.
At work? 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, pots pants start hitting. I was like, this is
for
me,
crazy. Man. You know what I was doing during COVID? I was going on live, Instagram live with Kells. Shout out Kells.
Word.
I was drinking Tito shots off my Ricks.
What? Like pouring them in the shoe?
She put them on my Ricks and drinking them.
That's kind of gross.
Now people loved it.
I bet people loved it, yo.
I spent COVID in my parents' attic.
You spanked out?
In North Carolina. I was hiding like a... Like a prisoner.
He did go. He went to the most right
place.
That's where he would be.
Word, to be
COVID,
honest.
North Carolina is not that
COVID.
Not right.
What's COVID? What's
have you seen South Carolina? They're
Danny,
way worse.
COVID.
Danny, right before leaving New York, I don't want to wear no fucking mask.
You can't make me.
You can't make me. I'm going to go see my mom. Spits out a little.
No, I actually did go down there to get away from every because I lived in an apartment building.
We know you did.
So COVID.
It's like, if I come in and out, I gotta touch everything and like do with the doors and right, the right, elevator. Right. It's like, I was too like,
much.
Fuck this.
Too much. You know, too much contact. I asked him, where are you, bro? Like, it's lit out here. I'm on a revel. And then he's like, nah, bro, I'm at an arcade. I was like, oh, you're touching things?
Oh, shit.
He's like, yeah, in North Carolina, you can touch whatever you want.
Nah.
I did go to, yeah, damn. It's like a barcade down there. Yeah.
Crazy.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith.
He died?
R.I.P. Yeah. Toby Keith, that's a fact. He did
die. Recognize. I actually know the words. I'm the culprit.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I know.
So, Danny, tell us about COVID.
Well, I spent it in an attic with a PlayStation, like a refugee, just me in an attic.
Like yeah, a all refugee. The refugees. PlayStation's in an attic.
That's pretty good.
I did what, like...
All war, everybody's fleeing war has a PlayStation in their attic.
I ladies and gentlemen. I did basically what Anne Frank wished new she refugees. Could have done.
She wrote a book. You didn't even do that.
Yeah, I did.
She
what
was like 12.
I did
Frank?
What she wishes she could have
and
done.
And Frank had a PlayStation. You said
yeah. What she wishes she could have done.
She played Spider-Man PS5.
She wouldn't have written that diary, you know? If she had Spider-Man.
Now, matter of fact, I actually got suspended from PlayStation in the middle of the pandemic. They took away the PSN from me. I was
you're
like,
so
oh,
brave.
What slur did you? Can you say why?
Yeah, I would just curse at people on Overwatch.
Cursing. That's what he was doing.
I didn't use slurs. I'd just be like, hey. You're a bitch. Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Everybody's angry during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on from COVID.
It's just Danny's playing a colorful game and cursing people like, hey, you didn't shoot that bubble, you bitch.
It's raining down on you.
There's smelly little baby things happening.
Scared
you
a little
didn't
hot
shoot the
man.
Bubble.
Brought to you cursing. Of the red, white, and blue.
What happened to you, dude? What the fuck happened to you?
I don't know, Danny.
What
was,
happened?
He's going down the hole.
Yo. Danny was talking about escaping to the Confederacy during COVID.
where was Danny in January 6th?
I know where he was.
Red, white, and blue.
We know where he was.
I was home in the
bus. What he was doing?
He was star spangling.
He's spangling his star.
All right, I might have kicked in a window or two.
There we go. Yeah,
that's bad.
Sue me.
You should. I might have kicked in a window. No, you shouldn't. No, you don't want to be a part of that demographic.
I'm joking. I was home. I didn't
play PlayStation.
Playing PlayStation that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think I think I was working.
U.S. of A.
This is my favorite part.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Danny, you got me all patriotic.
No, I remember actually I started working from home. And the day they had like a meeting the next day. They were like, it's the most terrible thing that we've ever seen in this country. I was like, Jesus, it wasn't that bad.
Wepa,
so you have a show at SOB.
We have SOBs next week. We have SOBs next week. Let's go.
Yo,
bring the American flag.
I'm hyped for you. We used to, Hot 97, we used to do a show called Who's Next over there. And a bunch of legendary people came out of there.
Word.
Drake is one of them.
Oh,
J.
shit.
Cole is one
Megan
of them.
Stallion. Oh, shit.
Megan Thee Stallion is one of them.
Oh, shit.
And they have a person, I don't know if you know him, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I think I know that motherfucker. Yeah.
They, all these people started off SOBs with
Let's
us.
Get it.
And that's such a prestigious place for up and coming artists.
Sons of bitches.
And you've worked so hard, and I know that.
Word.
That's what it stands for, right?
As a friend, I know you work so fucking hard. How does it feel? Next week, guys.
I'm hype as fuck. When I was starting, I was actually taking pictures and shit, and I actually took pictures of, like, I took pictures of Rummer there, Bodega Bams there.
I saw him there.
Bodega Bams was one of the people who, like, he told me, like, yo, pull up, because I asked him. So
Bams' brother came up to the Uptown Finest.
Word?
He pulled up. That's crazy. So you connected with these guys.
Right. So I connected, so right now it feels like a full circle moment, low-key. Like, oh, shit. Like, I was taking pictures of somebody else there, and now it's going to be me in front.
You the camera. Picture. You the one picture.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the picture now.
I'll be there with you.
Yeah,
I'm
take let's a picture get it. Let's go.
So what you got planned? What you? What's your set gonna be like? What's
it's
what
gonna you, be? We're gonna do something it. Different this uh-huh. time. We're gonna do a live band this time.
We're
gonna do a little mix, a little live band, and then you know, a little DJ stuff just to give you know the band a little break and shit, catch my breath and all that. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna switch it up.
Live band is fire.
We gonna switch it up. We That's gonna switch fire. It up.
What
try
is
something
the
new.
Official date and who else is on the card?
It's going to be March 14th, 8 p.m., and it's with Love Fest, Lover Boy Tour. There you go.
Lover Boy Tour.
Lover Boy Tour with Love Fest. Shout out Xavier. Word. I'm hype. I'm hype as fuck. It's going to be a good day.
I love this for you, honestly.
I'm hype.
No one knows how much she works. She works, like, more than anybody. Like, honestly, we have a bunch of friends that say they're artists.
Yeah.
And
hey, all right, bite your tongue. I'll take it off from there. He's got a bunch of friends that are ours.
Word.
And some of them put in the work and are, and like yourself, and others say that they're artists and they kind of use it as a personality.
Yeah.
What to you right. is the difference?
And
let's all be very political here.
All right.
I was.
I think.
That sounded, it sounded to, like a lot of shade.
No, I took it off of his point. I didn't. Okay. It's people I know that are like this, not people like Barack.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck
you're
talking
about. You don't know anybody.
I know a lot of
you
people.
You don't know anybody.
I know a lot of people.
You turn my mic down.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Turn my mic down.
No, but to you, like, there is a lot of people that do this artist shit, this yeah. creative shit for the aesthetic on Instagram.
Yeah, 100%.
And they don't really advance on what they do. So can you take us through how you got to your current sound, how you kind of figured out how to be a working artist.
Image, word. All that.
I think, like you said, there's a lot of people who just do this shit just because it looks cool. And I think low-key that's been like a little trend. Like, mm-hmm. all right, let me just be a rapper.
Hikey.
Yeah. Like, and it's just like, you're like, you don't put out music. You're afraid to like do shows and shit. Bless you. You're afraid to do shows and shit.
Thank you for your input. Where,
beautiful, Danny.
Yes.
I try to hold it.
I'm Congratulations.
Word. That was a good one.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
You sneeze like an anime character.
No, he tried to silence it, and it sounded so cute.
I love him now.
Yeah, no. I love him now.
I want to kiss him.
Keep the allergens away.
We gotta focus on this interview, boys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Rein it in.
Me?
Yo. Yeah, you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Talk to Mr.
Don't worry about it.
Mr. Hakeem.
Can you please continue?
Yo, all right, so people are doing this shit as like a trend, and it's, I don't know, I think it's fucking, you know, you don't put in the work for it, so it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You people who think that it's just gonna come the next day type of thing, it's just like, yeah, this is not for you.
What would you say to the people that just, they don't do that?
Who don't do that? Who actually put in work?
They don't do that like that.
They don't do it like that?
What advice would you give to the people that are trying to actually improve their art? I'm trying to...
How many hours did they say they're supposed to like put that. Into they any craft?
10,000 hours. Like Malcolm Gladwell said that. He's a dipshit.
And then what's your beef with Malcolm Gladwell?
Brock's being too cute. And Danny's being shy.
Danny's fine. You think?
Yeah, you guys are getting too cute. What advice would you give artists to who are actually trying to take their shit seriously?
I would tell them to just... If they have people around them who are willing to do the work, to just, you know, fuck with those people. Those are your friends, right? So, like, look, Jackie's here. She's doing footage. You feel me? Shout out Jackie. If I didn't have Jackie, I would not have footage. But Jackie's willing to put in the work. So, yo, pull up with me. Let's do this shit. Let's build. Because if I get it, you get it. If you get it, I get it.
Yep.
So, like, use the people around you. Fuck with them. But only use them if they're also willing to work. Because you don't want somebody at your table who's just... there to fucking eat. Like, you look that. You gotta do that shit, yo. If you want it, you gotta do that shit. If you hungry, you hungry. You can't just pull up to the table and just be like, yeah, let me get these Joyride gummy worms.
Yeah, so like,
yeah, Joyride.
If you bought like a bunch of McDonald's for you and your friends,
right?
You
right.
don't want that friend that's gonna sneak off and start shoveling it in their face, yeah, and not wait for his right. other friends to get some.
Also, like, you don't buy Airbnb. And then the guy says he's not coming, sleeps on your bed, and takes your room.
Yeah, you wouldn't do something like that. You wouldn't want a friend like that.
No.
No.
Is it? Wouldn't it be hard to have someone like that on your team?
Yeah, it would be a little tough.
He says he's not going to be a part of the trip. He's going to be with his girl at the time.
And then he comes to the Airbnb and sleeps.
No, takes the bedroom. Takes the bedroom.
Takes the bedroom.
Yeah, but then you also find footage of the guy saying, "I wouldn't have bought this McDonald's if we didn't get that free ride that guy got us." And I
the
paid
free
for,
ride. No one
I,
asked for.
I paid for
no
the,
one asked for.
I paid
it.
For this McDonald's with the money I was going to spend on an Uber.
That's true.
Not only that,
but I was going to buy it anyway.
Not only that, the guy that wasn't supposed to be there went to sleep before everybody, kept everyone up, slept before everybody, and then woke everybody up earlier.
Yeah, woke everybody up. Wasn't supposed to be there.
Wasn't supposed
took
to be
a
there.
Bedroom,
took a
farted
bedroom.
Farted in it, made it smell
kill
real
him,
bad.
Kill him. Just kill him.
Kill that guy?
Murder him, right? Murder. I agree.
Kill him.
This
is all a metaphor. Don't take it personally. We're talking there was about the creative process.
On
being an artist.
Well, there was a character that made a debut. And
where?
You know what? Let's just
doing a metaphor. I don't know what character
let's just
you're
go
talking
on.
About.
Let's just go on.
Yeah, that wasn't about anyone specific.
Yeah, no. We were just talking. You know.
I totally agree because... You know, some people, they assume they can do everything by themselves and things are going to be handed to them.
Yeah.
And it's 100% team-based.
That shit don't work
You need people that believe in you and vice versa. You need actually people that you believe in as
Right.
And it's not going to work.
That's a fact.
So do you feel lucky in this situation, if anything? Because it's like kind of like the stars aligned for you.
Yeah, hell yeah. Do you feel me? Like, I got a lot of people around me who believe in me and who fuck with me. And the same, like you said, I believe in them. I fuck with them. So... it just works out. And, like, we all just want to reach that point where if either one of us got it, then we all got it. You feel me? Yeah. So we all on the same page. It doesn't matter who gets it first. We just all get it. So I'm hype. It's working out. It takes patience, though. You feel me? That shit does not happen in 2 seconds. It takes patience. So you got to have patience for that, too.
From New York, right?
From New York.
How much of what? You got to ask? We were the last four episodes.
That's the first question.
You asked that?
She said Upper
West
Side.
Washington Heights.
Never mind. Well, I had a follow-up. That was like a confirmation.
It doesn't matter that he's wrong. He's just going to edit it and make himself sound right.
The thing is, I'm giving myself the boo.
No, it says Danny made a boo-boo.
I was going to ask a question.
Nana boo-boo, you narcissist.
I was going to ask something. I look at producer Pete. He has a face. He's going to say something. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. New York, right?
It was the preface question.
I love it. Go ahead.
To a follow-up question.
I get it. It's an obvious answer. Yes.
Yeah, your compelling question.
No, you don't know how interviews work.
You broke ground with
that.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I get myself hit one more time.
I know you got it. Go ahead, producer.
I pass. I pass.
No, come
on. I don't want to finish it. I'm nervous.
Wepa. New York, right?
Yeah, New York.
So,
what influence does New York have on your music? What makes you special from New York?
No,
what our question was.
Yeah, what makes you New York?
No, what influence does what does it mean to be a New York artist?
Let's do. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like it's not the same.
I agree.
Last four episodes
take the
were
question,
in Philadelphia.
Take the question. Take. Yeah. It. Go ahead.
What? Well, say it again. Say this. Say it.
How does being from New York affect your music?
You want the whole question? New York.
New York.
New York. Right.
Take it from the top.
Take it from the top.
Music.
All right.
I think we have a little bit more, I think we have, you know, this culture here. You know, a little bit more. Yeah, we got a little more little sauce and shit. We all so funny. We got a little something over here. I do think there's more, how you say it? There's like more options. We have more,
that's true.
Like opportunities here and shit like that. So,
mix too. Yeah.
Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
it's mixed. There's a lot of culture. If one door closes, another one gonna open. And if it doesn't open, we kick it open. You feel me? Like we got our little stuff here.
I like that. You know,
not a lot of people. You know. Some from somewhere else. A lot of people are like, "This is the only studio I go to because this is the only studio here."
Studio in town.
Yeah, this is the only studio in town.
No, you're totally right. You go to a show, you have a R&B artist open up, then you have like a Caribbean artist.
Word.
Next,
and then you got a trail rapper.
You got a trail rapper, and then you got some young kid. You got some old heads.
Word.
And then the crowd, who knows?
Mix everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. Some NYU joints, whatever that is. You know, you're right, 100%. I love it. You know what? You're right. You opened my eyes up.
Yeah, word.
New York, right?
New York, right? Yeah, New York.
I tried my hardest.
You got it. You got it. So, Wepa, tell us what's next. What's in the horizon? I want to know. What you got planned? What's your 5-year plan, girl?
It's a 5-year plan. All right,
let's get it.
We're going to be doing singles for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just rack it up a little bit. And then I'm thinking in the summer, I'm going to drop another tape.
Love it. I love you.
A little, feel me?
Your tapes be on.
I'm on it.
Yeah. Do you have a concept for it yet? Or is it like still too early in the process?
It's a little, I mean.
Beachy? Corona vibe?
Nah, to be honest
Toby
with you.
Toby Keith?
It's going to be a little different.
Toby Keith.
It's going to be a little different. I'm not going to lie.
Orchard Beach vibe? Shout out, Gabe.
Yeah, world.
Machete Black?
You going to spangle your star?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to spangle the star.
And let that shit bang.
And let that shit bang.
Yeah, I'm going to spangle
it. I'm going to spangle my star and let that shit bang.
Fuck with that.
Bang.
That shit bang, bang.
Spangle my star.
That's patriotic.
That shit bang.
We started the show off with the song of the week, which is DTB
Word.
By Young Wepa. Could you talk about that song a little bit?
Yeah, my boy Fajardo. Shout out Fajardo. He produced that shit. He's a Puerto Rican kid. Fuck with him. Boricua, Boricua, let's go. Yeah, he did that shit. He bodied that shit.
Danny's Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Let's go.
Good for you, Danny.
Fuck with that, man. Good for you,
Thank
man.
You. Did you just boo that? That's racist.
What? It was you I'm booing, not Puerto Rico.
No, you just booed Puerto Rico. You heard that.
It just sound like you booed the whole country.
Yeah, we might have to.
You act like I do the buttons.
All right.
Bang. So, nah, yeah. He produced that shit. And then I just went to the studio and we had a good time. We got lit.
I love your like slight transition into like the Afrobeat sound.
Yeah.
But it wasn't out of bounds.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you was trying something. It just sounded like it's a Wepa.
But I fuck with that.
So that's why I like. Like you just fit in. Like and you know it.
Yeah.
And you rock. And that's why I love you. Like I think it's your voice.
Yeah.
And the way you went about it from the beginning.
Fuck with it.
Yourself. I love real motherfuckers. That's why I fuck with you.
Yeah,
you're real as shit. So that's that real shit.
He loves real motherfuckers. Word. He's wearing an OJ Simpson jersey.
He's real as shit.
That's a real motherfucker right there.
To his job. He wore this all day at work.
I fuck with it. That's a good jersey,
but
man.
The best.
I was going to say, what is DTB about? Because we're about to go into it for this week.
Don't trust
song.
Bitches.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Danny. Don't trust
That's
these
Danny's
bitches.
Lingo.
Yeah.
That's
don't trust bitches.
Yeah.
Danny has DTB on his biceps.
So here it is. DTB by Young Wepa.
Let's get it.
I'm going to the beat.
When you ain't have it because I had it all. And every time I want you, you playing and that's okay. And every time you want me, I'm already not for taste. Let's take it easy and just go our separate ways. I'll probably find you in a different time or place. I'll probably find you like you always find me. Like money on the floor, you go ahead, step on me. And you always want more, so I always OD. But you never do the most, so I pick up and leave. You say I don't trust bitches, oh nah, nah. How could I chase you when I only chase commas? High tides, fuck you so good, now you high tides. My guys run you up and check like they not fly. Scoop you in the sleevey, Stevie Wonder, man. Every time you miss, you throw it on the smoke up.
What's crackdown that happened recently?
The crack? What?
The crackdown.
Crackdown.
So there's a Fonto Leaf factory in Brooklyn.
Mm.
It's called Hotheads. Yeah, and it's like they had doñas working the shifts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they had doñas working
that
hard.
Sounds like
my aunt was probably there.
How is that a slur, bro?
I don't know what it means.
Doña is an older Latina woman.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask.
Like auntie.
did not ask, not once.
Well, you did. You said it looks sounds
titi,
like a
my titi was
like
titi there.
Is a doña. Yeah, anyway, so the doña's doña.
Do they have them there naked, like they're like bagging up crack?
I know what you mean. Like some, New like, Jack Frank City Lucas shit. Nah. So look, the crackdown. So they had the fucking. They was working since like COVID, and they're selling Fanto leaf to all the bodegas in New York City, and the guy hired them, and he promised them like $16 an hour. But all the women went on strike and tried to unionize on this one dude. And all women, meaning like three women. Supplying,
good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Nah, really good for them. And it's like three women supplying all of New York their Fanto leaf. Uh-huh. It's nuts. Isn't that is it bad business? It's bad business.
And in the same week, I have something already queued up.
Well, what were the results of this?
What happened?
The guy, it's so small of an operation, he cannot unionize. The guy can just easily fire them.
Yeah, it's three people. Yeah, that's why I'm like, you don't have the...
It was just a fucked up situation.
You don't have the leverage.
It's a fucked up situation, but an interesting story, because this is obviously everybody's go-to thing. When they anybody smokes weed, they get fired.
I found an article on it.
These
inside,
are the people.
Is it Brooklyn doing or the
Brooklyn.
I inside a Brooklyn shit. Sweatshop that processes sweatshop. Tobacco
Nothing
for
happened.
Bodegas.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, it's just this article is pretty old, but I had a more recent one.
They're lit on IG right now. All they posting is Zaza stores.
Just three donias.
Honestly, three donias hooking up the block. Like not all of the whole all the five boroughs. Shout out
the
three donias.
The picture of the story is a bunch of women sitting around like a table. Worse than this, like,
but they're all blurred out.
All blurred out. Yeah. We should do a bad business investigative piece on this.
Yo, donias, hit us up at badbusinesspod.com.
I'm going to reach out.
Badbusinesspod@gmail.com.
I'll have more information for us next week. I'm going to reach out.
Bad business. All the donias, hit us up.
This one never reached their ears.
No,
trust me, we would not flirt with you.
You guys say the Spanish.
Incredibly, incredibly related. This is a headline. This is a headline from 2 days ago. 19-year-old is killed by flying canister that hits them from 1,000 feet away after a huge inferno
Soft.
At Michigan
Soft.
Vape factory.
How you get killed by a canister?
You got killed by a vape?
No. That, listen
Pussy
to me. The machine.
Get tobacco. Good. That's tobacco.
Get good. Skill issue.
The vape factory blew up in Michigan, and 1,000 feet away, a 19-year-old was walking.
1,000 feet is not that far.
It is far. That's more than a football field.
Yeah,
1,000 feet.
This is the most Danny take of all time. I'm trying to tell a story.
1,000 feet.
He wants to argue about how far 1,000 feet is.
Well, no, 1,000 feet
you,
is.
I'm trying to tell a story. Why do you give a fuck about how far 1,000 feet is? Jesus Christ.
Well, 100 times 3 is 300.
It's 0.189 mile. It's not 1,000 feet is not far at all.
100 times 3 is 300 feet. That's a football field.
Two of the dumbest people I know.
I could run
a football field.
I could run 1,000 feet in 30 seconds flat.
Oh, shit.
Guaranteed.
Let's go. Let's
guaranteed.
How far could you run?
1,000 feet.
Yes.
And what?
Guaranteed in 30 seconds.
You guys might have to. You guys gonna have to.
I could do that.
A football, three football fields.
Three football fields.
1,000 feet is 300 yards. The 40-yard dash takes professional football players 4 or 5 seconds.
Three football fields. 30 seconds.
More than three football.
More. A little bit more.
Oh, and that's not far away.
Three football fields
isn't far away. Thanks for your point, Danny. Great job interrupting. Yeah. Give it up for Danny.
Yeah, give him the fucking, yeah.
Let's go.
Danny's
Thank
the
you.
Best.
He's the best.
All right, you know what?
1,000 feet's not far. Fuck this story. Fuck that dead guy.
He just he does
story about a vape factory.
He does kilometers.
But
right?
We're hyper fixated on 1,000 feet.
He's a, this is about
okay,
all right.
So what happened with this guy?
Who cares now? Who cares?
I want to hear.
We got our two,
I want to hear how this killed him.
Yeah, what
a flying.
It was a little girl, not him.
Oh, it was a little girl.
It was a little girl.
It was a 19-year-old.
Why was a little girl at the vape factory?
He was 1,000 feet away from the vape factory.
Why was he so close to the vape factory?
1,000 feet isn't that close.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, yeah.
That's three football fields.
How big
away.
Was the canister? Did it like land on him? Like, was it bigger than him and it landed on him like Looney Tunes style?
Bigger than him, it hit
or
him
did it hit
head.
Him like bullet style?
It hit him in the head.
Okay.
Oh, wait, shit, it was like a bullet keg style. Of vape?
No, it was like a big, it was like a bit, like a cauldron.
It was a flying vape. No, no.
He said this is what it looked like. It was just like a Wile E. Coyote house.
The after.
Holy
no, but it was a huge fucking, a vape factory exploded. And like, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was just like a big thing. And
how do you make vape? You cook it?
I shouldn't be smoking.
Guys are
something
fucking cooking vape and it explodes.
It's probably the three. Can,
you know what? You want to know what the name of the vape distributor was?
Zaza Vape.
Three Donas.
Three Donas.
Have fun. Get cancer. China vape.
Goo.
I thought all the vapes get made in China.
Apparently, we're making them in America,
I'm,
baby.
I'm investing in Three Donas. Let's get it.
Facts.
Three Donas sound like a bakery.
Word. And they sell vapes on the side.
It sound like a, like two brothers, Dollar Pizza.
the two bros.
Three Donas. It's they a leche and empanada.
They got five sisters pizza.
Why do we know we don't make no breakfast empanada with some egg and fucking shit?
That's a fact because
egg and some fucking shit in it.
I want chicken in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want no fucking queso blanco on that bullshit.
The challenge button has been activated.
This week's challenge button has been activated. Don't you love the vibe switch? I'm starting from.
I wanted to talk about Five Brothers Pizza.
I had to spit out my beard.
This week's challenge button has been activated.
Can I get a folder to block my answers?
Shut the fuck up!
That sentence is hilarious. The challenge button has been activated.
The challenge button.
I
want to
do that. That
activated.
Sounds fun.
I activated the challenge button. All right. Before we start,
I need a folder.
Shut the fuck up, Danny.
They're going to cheat off of me.
Then move. I don't care. All right.
Oh, like classic.
Well, everybody.
Like that one
like
kid.
The nerd? Like,
yeah.
Regroup.
Give me your folder.
Regroup. Everybody, where's your pen? All right. Everybody, write your name at the top of the paper before we reactivate the challenge button.
Is it points for your name?
I had to give you all different colored pens because I didn't trust that you'd actually do this.
Oh, shit.
Because I was going to write Zach. Can I write Zach?
You can do whatever the fuck you want, bitch.
I need a folder.
The
you remember
challenge
when he did
button.
At 2 a.m.? He called us. I hear voices.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Hey. After he stole the bedroom. No, but it was just a metaphor. All right.
You said you guys wanted me to stay over.
No, we didn't.
No one asked.
Us.
Awesome. He thinks we said, please stay.
We need you.
We need. No one's
going to eat. Was like, oh, it's supposed to be a guy's trip. Oh, we're going to have so much fun.
No one's going to eat these 10 nuggets. Two guys can't take down these 10 nuggets.
It was
meal.
20 nuggets. You only think it was 10 because he ate 10.
I mean,
No, it was just a metaphor. But everybody needs to shut up because.
The challenge button has been activated.
The challenge button has been activated.
Who'd you pay to say that? Anyway.
As a robot.
My mic is still dead.
No, it's not.
I hear you, dude.
In fact, I hear you too.
Hey, can you let me get... All right, here's your challenge. Here's your challenge for the week. All three of you have 30 seconds to write as many four-letter words as possible when I say go. You will get 1 point for every four-letter word, but you will get minus 5 points for every four-letter word that someone else has also written. You have
Wait. Say that one more time.
Write down as many four-letter words as possible. You will get 1 point for every four-letter word that you write, but you will get minus 5 for every word that you write that someone else has also written.
Okay.
Starting now.
The challenge button has been activated.
Who's going to get the worst? Oh, that's a good word, Danny. We're at 10 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. Pens down.
Give me it. Hand them in.
You did not look confident.
No, I did not.
All right, let's look through. How do you guys think you did?
I don't know. I started writing curses, but then I stopped when I realized.
I didn't even think about curses.
I was gonna do fucking shit. That's like where my mind went immediately.
What? I saw fucking shit. I didn't want to lose points.
Oh, shit. All right. It's going to take me a second.
All right. Well, Y'all heard
I blanked out.
Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh shit.
July 20th on Netflix.
That guy loves fighting old guys.
Yeah. That's true. I like how you try to pick on old Mike Tyson.
Hey, man, you motherfucker.
He walked out with what's his name? Fucking Arcanin. He walked out with him.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
It's he like Netflix he deal. Fights out of PR.
Mm. The fight is being broadcast on Netflix.
Yeah.
Guess how much bread.
But Jake Paul fights out of Puerto Rico because like he lives there. And him and Logan Paul, they got
low key. I would love to live in Puerto Rico.
When I was in Puerto Rico, there was a lot of white people walking around. They like low key.
The challenge button has been activated.
Oh shit!
The results are in.
What are the results?
If no one would have had the same words, it would have been a tie between Zach apostrophe Daniel or the cool guy. But unfortunately, you both wrote the word they.
Fuck!
Which means that Wepa wins!
Let's go!
Fuck!
I knew I should have done pronouns.
Like, I did they, them.
I knew you. I was going to do they, them as well, but I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this.
I saw you write shit. Fuck. I said, there's no way this guy can go pronouns.
Nobody wrote a curse word.
Yo.
I avoided curse shit, words fuck, with my dick. Rules.
What rules?
But here you go. The minus go. Five thing. That was so you guys didn't just write curse words. Here's a pair of Danny's shorts. And now, young Wepa, you are officially.
That's fucked
Nike
up.
Nike shorts, let's get it.
You are officially.
Wait, the owner of Daniel's shorts.
No.
Of Zach's shorts. I got Zach's shorts to the gym. Let's
young Wepa,
it.
You are officially the owner of Danny's shorts.
Let's
and the first confirmed winner of a Batty Award on April 5th. Young Wepa will be getting honored with the Took Danny Shorts Award at the Baddies.
That's fucked up.
I recommend you bring the shorts and prove it and show it in his face.
I'm wearing the shorts that day. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I sweated a lot in those shorts.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're probably sweating everything you wear.
Yeah. Especially those shorts. Are we going to break?
No, I was waiting for you guys to pick up the baton,
oh,
baby.
Okay, no, we were talking about fucking Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Oh, wait.
Like, I don't know. I don't know why you would do that. This guy's so old.
I don't know.
I don't know why you even do that.
But he didn't do that, right?
And you guys messed it up. You're whites. The other one fought an old guy.
Who?
Logan Paul.
No, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul fights
people.
All the old people.
Tommy Fury was young.
No, the one before him.
I don't know who he fought. Francis Ngannou?
No, not Ngannou.
No, it was he was an MMA fighter before that.
Yeah, so was it?
So this is his first boxer that he's facing.
Yeah, finally.
Well, he fights boxers, but he fights everybody that they're washed up and they're out of their prime.
I think Tyson's.
I really want Tyson to win.
Yeah. It would be heartbreaking if he lost.
He probably will lose. I mean, like one of the guys is like 25.
Mike Tyson lost.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Mike it's like Tyson a 25-year-old versus a 50-year-old. Like he's not gonna have stamina. Like you just gotta tire him out.
You know? Or but Mike Tyson just one big old hook.
I hope he does.
One big old.
That would be awesome.
Cause it
can't stop the bull.
Cause this means that the Pauls fighting Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather.
Oh yeah, Logan fought Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather. They literally picked like other than Muhammad Ali, that's like the big three.
Imagine fighting Muhammad Ali at the age of 80. Like, I'm gonna fuck you a bitch.
Just
shows up shaking,
just punching a grave.
A young guy with his
hands. He's dead. His Muhammad Ali's dead.
I know. Yeah.
It's a young guy that fucks like a rabbit. Hey Muhammad Ali, you bitch. I'll fuck you up. On Hulu. On Hulu. I'm gonna fuck you up on Hulu, bitch. Like,
what is Hulu? What?
This man has witnessed World War II.
He's still
and World War I. And slavery.
He avoided the draft.
And he avoided the draft of Vietnam.
He protested. He famously protested the draft.
Oh, do I want to be a millionaire or do I want to be in Vietnam?
I'm gonna fuck you up in Vietnam. You didn't go Vietnam, pussy? America. He wasn't even alive, bro.
Yeah. That's a good angle to take. I'm doing it for all the soldiers that died in your place.
I would make a great wrestler.
That's what people said.
Honestly, I would make a great wrestler. Back. I swear to God, I'll make a great wrestler.
Yeah? That's how you would cut the promo?
I believe it.
It was an old dude?
Mr. Everywhere?
Mr. Everywhere. That's
his wrestler, is Mr. Everywhere.
And the thing is, I don't come out through the stage. It's like, I just come up from the crowd. Oh, you know, Austin Powers, the music.
That's your whole vibe. You've got a very floppy vibe.
My wrestler is chlamydia, and I knock you out, and then when you're on the ground,
he claps you.
I make out with you. Now you got chlamydia.
Oh, no! It burns.
You show them, like, waking up in the ring, like,
honey.
The worst thing happened.
No, chlamydia's here. It's a handicap match. Chlamydia versus two fan winners.
I only fight the divas.
The two people that won the sweepstakes, the fans, are going to fight chlamydia in a surprise handicap match.
Dude, like, and he ends up losing the title to a character who's like a doctor.
Doctor.
I got something for you.
It's the cure chlamydia match.
Yeah, it could be your character.
You have to force two pills down chlamydia's throat. Like how you have to put the Undertaker in a casket? You got to put the pills in chlamydia's mouth. Yuck!
Yuck! That'll be your character, Dr. Pete.
Dr. Pete?
Yeah. Dr. Pete. And then your promo after you lose is like, I've advanced. The bacteria, the medication doesn't work anymore. I'm immune.
There's a and he comes back and he's chlamydia too.
Yeah,
chlamydia too.
I can just come back like the Undertaker.
Now
did,
he's HPV. But
instead of chlamydia, now I'm just AIDS.
Dude, and it's in my character instead of like a montage of people in the gym working out. It's me like reading books and in the lab.
He's been reading a lot lately. man has been reading a lot.
Can Dr. Pete cure
if you
chlamydia?
Was a wrestler, what would you? What would your finisher be? What's your, the Weba.
The Weba. Damn.
She.
Nah.
She smacked your shit. Boom. Weba!
Smacked the shit out of you.
That's the thing about having a rap name in the first place. It's pretty much a wrestler name.
Your finisher is you throw them through the Spanish announce table. Every time. Weba!
You know what's my advice to my like friends that make music? I was like, yo, think of it as like wrestling. You think these guys go home as The Rock? You think these guys go home as like, you know, Stone Cold? No, they're themselves. But when they're in the mic, they're this person.
I think Famous Dex is always Famous Dex.
Famous
some
Dex
of them are
is
just
a rapist.
Too far out there.
He is. He's a bad guy.
He's a rapist. So he goes home as a rapist. He can't get away from that.
Nah, he's that forever.
He goes home to rape. Rapist benefits. Reap. I'm sorry, that's the wrong word.
Screaming rape.
No, I meant rape.
You just said rape
auditors are here.
Yeah, rape is.
That's why I did it. Rape COVID.
Benefits.
I was working and I got fucking sent. What is it called? The
little the
stimulus.
Stimmy, the little stimmy.
I was raping my benefits.
Reaping. Same letters. Switch them around.
Hey, tomato, tomato. Tomato, tomato. I was raping
rape,
the benefits.
Rape, reap.
Rape, reap. Rape,
and
no
reap.
No big deal.
What does the deaf do? That guy with the hood. He raped you before you go to hell.
What, the grim rapist.
Grim raper.
You know, I was watching this movie recently. You know,
that's so much worse.
Brothers Grimley. You seen the movie Brothers Grimley?
The Brothers Grimley with like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, you seen it? So his brother.
He's in that?
Yeah,
that's his. That's his Sacha
movie.
Baron Cohen vehicle.
It's a Sacha Baron Cohen movie. Anyway, his brother is at the.
I can't believe we're talking about the
he's
brothers.
He's at the therapist.
Where?
He's at the therapist, and he's looking for his brother. He's worried about him, and you know how like the therapy places are like very like spa, like the aesthetic is very like ooh. So there's one place that was like a dungeon looking. So he goes in and he finds his brother, and in the back of the shirt it says therapist, and then the guy goes the rapist, because if you separate the rapist, the rapist, he said the rapist, hey, my brother, he said the rapist. I was like, well, honestly, that's the only scene in that movie that was funny.
We used to do a bit about the Brothers Grimsby because right before it came out, I went to London for my year abroad. So my friends were like, we're going to get you the DVD of the Brothers Grimsby
that's
to
the
take
worst
with
movie
you.
Jesus. It's literally the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's up there.
It was just that one scene that was hilarious. I laughed.
I was thinking of the Brothers Grimm.
No, that's the
guys who wrote all the fairy tales.
Matt Damon Alice in Wonderland. Heath Ledger.
Oh, no, the Brothers Grimm are the people that wrote all the like classic fairy tales at
Alice
Disney.
Alice in Wonderland. That's why I'm Cinderella.
I'm like Sash.
Did you know the real story for Cinderella is the sisters they cut off their toes to fit in the to the slippers?
What?
And they're bleeding out.
Yeah. No, that's dead ass.
And then
Alice in Wonderland, she was hallucinating. And word, she's on
that
drugs.
She was tripping.
Tripping hard.
Tripping.
She's on that fence.
She was on that.
She's on that K2.
She put me on
that shit. Grimsby, put me on, bro. Yo, Grimsby.
K2, bro.
Hey, yo, Grimsby.
Nobody wants K2.
K2. I know someone who willingly smoked K2.
Yeah, I think I know a couple people who probably that smoked one, K2 right
no,
now.
No, that like would rather have it than
we. I was surprised the person smoking K2 in front of us, the reason why.
We were stuck in a car with someone who was smoking K2.
There's a reason
why. He was
trying
to hotbox this shit with K2.
That was the most logical reason to smoke K2, though.
Yeah, you got two K2'd? Secondhand K2?
No, we opened the windows.
He was smoking K2.
No, we opened the windows. We opened the windows in the car.
He was on.
I didn't like it.
You're like, why does this weed smell like crack?
He was on like parole or probation or something like that. And he was going to get drug tested.
You can't get, you can't catch K2.
So he still wanted to smoke and get high.
Yeah,
so
why doesn't he just not?
I said the same thing. Like, you can't just not smoke.
You guys know the fucking logic. Well, not the logic. What's the word?
I don't know.
The politics behind K2.
Okay.
Nah.
So they banned K2. And the medical process of being outlawed is by like DNA and like by chemistry stems. I'm not even lying. By the stems of chemistry, the way the thing the chemistry
the stems
is built.
Of chemistry.
Yeah. No, the combination.
I love trying to hear Barack do science.
Anyway, so
I could run
K2, what K2 would do is like if you ban this combination or this like whatever, they would just switch it by one, and it's not banned anymore.
That's the same shit with Delta 8.
And then you ban
Delta
that,
9.
And then they just switch it a little bit. And they'll unban it again.
K2's
an issue. And a lot of other drugs are the issue because you could just switch a fucking leg of the DNA or whatever the fuck it is.
The difference between synthetic drugs and natural drugs is like synthetic drugs is exactly what you're talking about, changing strands of the molecular compounds that make up the drugs.
Shut up. I hate this guy.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Went to college.
It's not my
slam
issue.
Dunk.
We need a white guy so he can use big words like that.
Molecular compounds. Yeah. You said the chemistry.
My
conspiracy. It is chemistry.
My conspiracy theory is fentanyl all comes from China.
There was a fentanyl factory in New Jersey
from
1950.
Boom! Bow! Get your mother sold out!
Yeah, they're trying to kill us.
No, fentanyl is a drug that's commonly
it's
for
from
cancer
China.
Patients.
There's a New Jersey factory for fentanyl.
Speaking of New Jersey, I have some really sad news. Speaking of New Jersey.
Oh, shit.
Young Wappa, are you a Sopranos fan?
Oh, I am.
They're selling the booth.
Did you know that it's been...
Oh, actually, I did see that.
The booth from the Sopranos that sits in Holston's, the episode, the finale.
Yes.
They auctioned it off for $80,000.
I peeped that.
And someone bought it.
Word?
And bought it? For how much?
I don't know, some douchebag that's going to just have it in his crib.
That's crazy.
How could you be sad about that? Didn't all y'all bitch about the ending?
No, I love the ending.
Good.
Yeah, a lot of people bitched about the ending. A lot of people.
I like the ending a lot.
It represents
I love the ending.
Death.
It did.
It just cuts to black. He
dies. It's the best ending. Look. I was at the booth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, me and him, let's tell the story.
That's fire.
One day I call him. I'm like, yo, we're going to make the pilgrimage.
We're going to do the Sopranos. We're going to do a hedge.
We're making the pilgrimage.
The
like
Muslim
the Mecca.
Hedge. Yeah. It's called the hedge.
We're going to Holston's and we're going to Bada Bing.
There you go.
So we went to Holston's and we ate. We got a shirt and we had onion rings and we took pictures in the booth. And then we went to Bada Bing, the strip club.
I peeped that. I saw it.
We can't talk much about Bada Bing.
We could talk about Bada Bing.
I got a lot to say about Bada Bing.
All right, go ahead, Bada Bing.
Go ahead.
No, we went and the women there were very lovely.
Complimentary.
Word. Okay.
And they were very nice to us.
They were very complimentary.
Love it.
Then we went and towards the end of the night.
They were very complimentary.
So where we went, it was me, you, and Kels we went. And then Kels' brother met up with us there at the Bada Bing. And then, you know what I like about Bada Bing is that they played rock. They played rock music. I might be by myself here, but I like strip clubs that play rock.
Okay.
Like, pour some sugar on me. Like, come like on, old school, like trashy, you know, like shit. Big tits blonde, like beep, beep,
beep, beep. Big tits blonde.
What is that?
Like,
and these girls were jamming out.
I mean, yeah, I hate when I go to these strip clubs and they're dancing that hip hop music.
They're shaking their ass.
It's like, just dance to some Death
What happened
Leopard.
To the Boobies America?
No, they're like, yes, they're having fun. I don't want them to have fun.
Nah, my thing is,
I want them to be miserable like me.
That's disgusting.
I go to the strip club because I'm miserable.
Oh, damn, that's a lip biter. That's a lip biter. And I'm squinting at the wall.
Of the red, white, and blue. All
right, so we go to Bada Bing, and towards the end of the night, there was one of the performers was like really drunk. If she was like this Russian lady or something. Is she Russian or Albanian or something like that?
I
left at that point.
Let's just guess races.
Let's do it.
It was some
boop, name a couple boop, of them. Boop,
boop, it was some boop, kind of boop, Eastern European with a funny language that I couldn't
Danny
understand.
Sportsman. He's getting more. Guess the race.
He's getting more and more offensive the more he tries to define his race.
They fired her. And they kicked her out, and they emptied her locker, and they threw all this stuff outside. They threw all her shit.
I missed all this.
They threw all her shit outside. Yeah.
HR came.
They
came for a big cardboard box.
It was a Puerto Rican guy.
Clean out his desk.
Danny Osabi.
Hey, we're offboarding you now. It was a good time.
You've gotten your three checks. We've just gotten a lot of complaints about your customer service recently.
Yeah, they threw all her shit in the street. And she's yelling at Sephora, she's like, Arriba, papa. Iti, papa. Like,
what?
I don't know.
You're Spanish.
Arita, I know. Why did it sound racist?
That wasn't Spanish. She that said, was like Russian.
He said, Arriba, Arriba. You know, Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, you know Russian. Arriba.
Arriba, papa.
They threw all her shit out.
He did Looney Tunes, Speedy Gonzalez.
She tried to like force her way into a cab with my friend's brother.
Oh, shit, she forced her way.
She was like, please, no one to call. Like, she would say shit like that. She kissed him on the lips.
Oh, shit.
Who?
There's only three people in the story.
Somebody will not be named.
There's only three people in the story, and you
left. He kissed him on the lips. She kissed him on the lips, and then...
Oh, my God.
She was trying to... The guy pushed him off, like, hey, get off me, fucking person. And
I'm sure they said that at the strip club.
She had nowhere to go, and then...
Did she say arriba, arriba, and tapped her hat and left?
I don't know how...
opened up her purse, grabbed a scoop of guacamole.
I think no, she wasn't a Hispanic stripper. She was Russian.
I know,
Spanian,
we're fucking with you.
Or something like that.
Arriba, arriba, papa is crazy.
She was somewhere from the former Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Arriba, arriba. What the
and then me and Kels, eventually, we just left in our own cab.
After smooching.
Where the hell did you go?
I bounced.
So for someone who had the most fun there, you sure don't have a lot
because
to say.
Because he left at the right time.
He left at the right time before all the arriba, arriba, all that guacamole shit.
Yeah,
well, I got a shirt from Bada Bing, too. But
from the strip club,
yeah.
Oh, so
interesting thing about the strip club.
Fuck, they say they're not allowed to sell Sopranos merch there. But if you go there and tell them you're on a tour of doing all the Sopranos shit,
you say you're on Mecca. They know immediately.
It's not the place is called Mecca. It's called Hajj when you do the whole pilgrimage.
Tell them you're on your pilgrimage.
Yeah,
your Sopranos pilgrimage.
So we pretty much told the owner that he's. Oh yeah, get out of here. Yeah. We're like, yeah.
That face you made was racist to Italians. I saw you do a De Niro face. I saw you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
And I said, yeah. He said, yo, come over here. I don't show people this, but you, I like you. It was a bunch of shot glasses, Bada Bing Soprano shirts. It was James Gandolfini's.
Yeah, the place is called, it's called Satin Dolls in real life. Yeah.
It's not called Bada Bing, but it's called Satin Dolls. The house of Bada Bing, right underneath, or the home of Bada Bing.
Yeah, yeah.
As seen on HBO.
You could also
Bada
go
Bing.
To James. You could also go to the house. The house is not far from there either.
Oh yeah, shit. You actually rented
Tony's
out
Tony's house.
You rented out actually, but somebody bought it now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Have you ever seen the videos of the Breaking Bad house? The woman who lives there,
the trailer park.
Yeah. No, the house that Walter White lives in.
People used to throw pizza on top of that house and then drive off.
She built a fence, and now if car even slows down, the woman comes out and she starts screaming.
Why would you purposely buy that house just to shit on the fence?
How many pizzas would have to get thrown on your roof? Until you were like,
for a person that's never seen Breaking Bad,
I've never seen.
Why are pieces being thrown on the roof?
Because at one point Walter gets kicked out of his house. He brings over a pizza as like a peace offering. He's trying to eat dinner with the family. She kicks him out anyway. He's angry. He throws the pizza. It lands on the roof.
We are going to throw peace on the roof.
No, so people keep going and doing it, and now she just like freaks out on anyone who even takes a picture of
that. Why buy the house?
Why?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I get it. You don't want. Coming
with you want shit. Problems?
Yeah. You know.
You want problems?
Dude, I love the idea of her buying it and not knowing.
Right.
I bought this house. What is this?
This is my house.
Bryan Cranston.
I want to go to the house as a meth addict. Hey, the bitch, she's here. I met with like a bunch of Papa John's in my hand. Bitch, no, give me the shit.
Like I understand the pizza part. You don't want pizza on your roof. Let's put up a sign that says, "Hey, no pizza throwing."
No pizza, please.
But even
please,
you would be fine with people coming to your house pretty much every day and taking pictures.
Well, why else would you buy it if you're not like a super fan of the show and you're not going to lean into it?
She didn't know.
That's well, then crazy. She's stupid.
Why'd you say that?
She's a fucking idiot.
Well, then she could probably sell it for more than she got it for, since it's worth so much.
She ain't know.
My nose exhaling into the thing.
We should just start walking up to the Tony Soprano house in a robe with nothing under, like just the underwear and the tank top. Let's, hey.
Anyway. Whip up.
What's up?
What's your sign?
She told me Gemini.
I'm a Gemini King.
She.
What's his sign?
My best friend, Gemini, and he is kind of two faced.
Yeah.
How faces is you?
I'm not many faces.
Final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
So this is the final part of the show where we make predictions for next week. But before we do that, I have to go over the predictions from last episode. So I admittedly went 0-2. I picked Jalen Brunson to win the three-point contest and Barack to get hurt in Philadelphia.
I did not get hurt.
He didn't get hurt. You are 0-3. You said that Volkanovski would win in the UFC. You'd said Obi Toppin's brother would win the dunk contest and that the West would win the All-Star game. That's 0-3.
I lost a lot of money that weekend.
And then and Barack loses because he said that Amber Rose and CJ Stroud would be together, but according to Amber Rose and a story that she told Bleacher Report, they are not together. So we are 0-6 as a team on our predictions. So, for this week.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
Let's start with our guests.
Young Wepa, every week we end the show with
that was me
prediction.
Just buying time for myself.
We end the show with predictions for next week. We will let you know if your prediction was right when we come back and record.
All right.
Brock asked for a bottle opener and producer Pete just threw it.
Through to the ceiling.
But, Young Wepa, what is your prediction for something that will happen between now and next week?
Now and next week?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first. Let me see.
I think Wepa is going to kill her fucking show next week.
Okay, bet.
Is that enough
next.
Time?
Nope, this episode will be out.
I think.
Oh, yeah, no, I think the timeline will work.
Next, I think.
Because this episode comes out on the 13th.
Next. I think Victoria's Secret is going to do a Garfield collaborations.
A Garfield.
There you go.
Next.
Based on what?
None of your business.
That's a good. I like the spirit.
Do
of
you
it.
Have insider information? Garfield related insider information that you're not sharing?
H&M.
No, you can't do the same thing twice.
H&M is going to do Garfield collaborations.
All right, I'll give you both of them.
Now, next. Tony the Tiger. Guess what cartoon character he's going to be with?
Garfield
collaboration. Trust me. Frosted Flakes, H&M, and Victoria's Secret are all three on the Garfield train. They're all going to be down. Garfield train all the way.
There you go. So Barack's official prediction is that Victoria's Secret, Frosted Flakes, and H&M will do a collab with Garfield.
Okay.
Young Wepa?
I think... I think Joe Biden will die between now and
she just wished death on the president.
She didn't wish it. She predicted it.
It's going to happen.
It's a prophet.
Well, this is the State of the Union tonight, actually. The State of the Union address
The State
tonight.
Of the Union was 6 days ago.
No, it's tonight.
No, 6 days ago.
It's oh, yeah, okay.
Because this drops on the 13th, yeah. Dickhead.
Oh, can I add one more?
Did you know that?
Trump shoe. Garfield collaboration.
Trump Garfield?
Trump Garfield.
That would actually fit.
During the State of the Union address, there's actually going to be two intermissions for Joe Biden to just have his diaper changed.
Hopefully he dies between one of them.
Biden dies. Go next one.
Dave
and Buster's collaboration.
Wait, Garfield?
Just a bunch of Garfield games. Garfield. Getting drunk.
It's the best.
I'm fucking drunk playing Mondays. Garfield skee-ball.
Monday!
You just keep doing Garfield. Why are you hyper-fixated on Garfield? Yeah,
that would be a perfect collaboration for Dave and Buster's. I hate Mondays.
Mondays is a big happy hour.
Yeah.
Ooh, all games is free. Just buy drinks.
And show up in the Garfield H&M thong.
You have to buy a drink every 5 minutes.
What? For Dave and Buster's?
You have to buy a drink every 5 minutes to be able to play games for free.
Oof. That's a good Danny. Monday.
You would get so drunk so fast.
I'll play all the games.
My prediction, Sugar Shane O'Malley.
Come on, this guy.
He retains the belt on Saturday.
Is that this Saturday?
Yes, it's this
Saturday. This episode comes out on the 13th. Stop talking about the State of the Union. The shit that happens on Saturday.
Well, then he's going to do it. What else do I predict?
It's nothing. This would have already happened.
Oh. All right, well, then I'm right, and I'm up.
I predict Ryan Garcia.
What about him?
Gets diagnosed with fucking
CTE.
With schizophrenia.
And he has a collaboration with Garfield.
Also, collaboration.
That's like part of him spiraling down. And they're like, all right, he's full schizo.
Insider information.
He got Garfield boxing gloves on now.
Insider information. Is a collaboration in the works.
Oh, between who?
Bad Business.
I'm not going to say. I can't Garfield.
Say. Oh, Bad Business does have some stuff up his Danny, if you don't give your fucking prediction.
I keep getting interrupted. I keep getting fucking this guy.
You said I did not say anything. I didn't say anything.
All right, I predict people will cancel Seth Rogen.
Okay, fair enough.
For being a white man and profiting so much off of weed.
I mean, that's not even bad.
After weed.
Weed is a color? Has a color
after,
behind it?
After marijuana laws have been used unfairly to disenfranchise the black population here in America. And then white people, after weed gets legalized, they come in and they swoop in and they start making money. Tons and tons of money off of weed now that it's legal. Did you know that 81% of marijuana related businesses were owned by white people?
I just want to know.
Shit. That's fucking nuts.
Is this what you're doing with your time?
Yeah. I get fired up at home and I just read stuff.
Hey, this weed shit.
I just look at stuff that gets me fired up and angry. I'm like, what?
It's Hippie Danny.
Hippie Dan.
White people. It's fucked up.
They say the statistic again.
81%.
Danny says Seth Rogen canceled.
Yeah, he's selling $130 ashtrays. And he's like, do you want to buy my bong?
MSNBC like, Danny. We're happy to see it.
No, what do you mean? Fuck you. Or whatever. I just think it's fucked up how... they used to throw black people in jail for crazy little minor weed offenses, and now that it's legal, and now white people are growing it in fucking lab coats and they're making money hand over fist.
I'm gonna take one that's like +1,000.
Every dispensary
you already have.
I'm gonna take a bet that's a +1,000.
So fuck Seth Rogen.
They're gonna blame something next week for COVID.
What?
Anything. Just gonna blame something COVID. On COVID.
What are they gonna blame on COVID? And who are they?
It's just they. I'm gonna just say they is a +1,000 for they.
They
are
week.
Gonna play blame something on COVID.
That's 100%. Something's gonna be blamed on COVID next week.
And
I fuck with it.
My
business.
Tomorrow the Knicks play the Trailblazers, then the Kings and the Warriors.
Hey,
I say they go
about tomorrow.
No, I'm right about when it is.
Oh, so you know.
I'm using the tomorrow correctly.
Correct
tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow, as in Thursday, the 14th.
You're making my head hurt.
The Trailblazers play against the Knicks, and then they play the Kings and the Warriors. I say the Knicks go
3-0. Oh, shit.
Oh, oh wow.
So the Knicks are going to go on a tear against the West Coast, and I'm not going to.
Brunson's gone, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They're going to be gone. I think
he's injured.
He got a very minor knee contusion. He should be back very soon.
Contusions are very fucking fitting.
He should be back very, very soon.
I know a couple guys.
If he's on K2, maybe.
Nah, hey, don't you say that about Jalen Brunson.
One thing I know a lot about is some contusions.
Yeah.
Tell us one thing. One single thing about a contusion. Spell it.
Contusion.
Don't sound it out. Spell it.
C-O-N-T-U-S. Contu-T-U-S. I-O-N.
Baller money.
Oh, shit.
And guess what?
That took you fucking long. I told you it was like a cakewalk after the.
It wasn't a cakewalk, that was all that was left,
and you still had to go back and double check.
He tries to throw me for loops, and I know my shit.
What did I do? I asked you to spell a word that you claim to know everything about.
I know everything about contusions. So first of all.
Tell us one thing.
The contusion thing is a very difficult situation.
What is a contusion?
So that's when you think it's contusions. Mm-hmm. And that's when the knees, they buckle. But then, they contuge.
I predict 3 more people come out against P. Diddy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Guess what? Good fucking one.
Diddy, we coming for you. That's it's bad business. Right. It's your boy Barack.
Yo, it's your boy Danny.
Let's Producer go. Pete.
And it's young fucking Wet Ball. Let's get it.
Jackie, get in here.
Who is it? Cracker Jacks.
Let's go.
And that was an episode of Bad Business. P. Diddy, we are the real bad boys, motherfucker. We're going to get your ass, right, bitch.
But also, please make your way to the Bronx Brewery on April 5th for the release of the official Bad Business beer. All are welcomed. Young Wepa will be receiving an award for stealing Danny's pants. And there will be other shit that we're doing. April 5th, Bronx Brewery, Lower East Side, from 6 to 10. How could I chase you when I only chase commas? High tides, fuck you so good, now you high tides. My guys run you a band, check it like they not fly. Scoop you in a sleepy, Stevie Wonder. Metida en mi cama que nosotros estamos slumber. Pegadita la my hoodie in your car trunk. And every time you miss, you throw it on a smoke up. I'm getting plata, so I get why you can't get me. I'm moving around, so I get why you can't catch me. Trust me, baby, don't trust me. You so stupid if you think that you can help me. Con el cuello achacha y en la para de tu lado con mi naño emborracha. You was praying for my downfall, but you ain't have it cause I had it all. And every time I want you, you playing and that's okay. And every time you want me, I'm already not for taste. Let's take it easy and just go our separate ways. I'll probably find you in a different time or place. I'll probably find you like you always find me. Like money on the floor, you go ahead, step on me. And you always want more, so I always...
Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?